day weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, widespread haze, upper 50s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 61. And Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 77.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Today, the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee is taking up the fiscal year 22 bill with funding for USDA and the Food and Drug Administration. The subcommittee's top Republican, John Hovind of North Dakota, said he intends to include funding to cover disaster losses in 2020 and 2021 through an extension of WIP Plus. The House version of the bill did not include new WIP Plus funding, but the House Ag Committee last week approved a separate measure to authorize as much as $8.5 billion for an expanded version of WIP Plus. Among other things, the committee bill would extend assistance to farmers in areas that have experienced drought in classifications as D2, which is severe, for 8 consecutive weeks. The aid has been limited to areas that suffered a D3, which is extreme, or D4, which is exceptional droughts. The full Appropriations Committee will debate the fiscal year 22 agriculture spending bill on Wednesday. Well, also this week, the Senate Ag Committee will continue its work on President Biden's USDA nominations with a hearing for Homer Wilkes, Biden's pick to be Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment. That would provide oversight for the Forest Service. Wilkes, currently Director for the Gulf of Mexico Ecosystem Restoration Division of the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Now, the House is out of session this week, having started its long August recess, and there is a possibility of votes at some point during the period, however. And Verity Umbari, a sorghum farmer from New Mexico and former Sorghum Checkoff Board chairwoman, has been elected to the U.S. Grains Council Board as an at-large director during their annual Board of Delegates meeting. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
News, I'm Amy Hoosier. With an increase in positivity rates for the Delta variant of COVID-19 across the state of Kansas, many doctors are reminding individuals that they're still recommending that you get the COVID-19 vaccine, even if you've tested positive for the virus.
6 months ago, it was possible to say that if you've had the virus, you really don't need the vaccine. The problem is that in that time period, these new variants have emerged, and these variants are much more infectious and much deadlier now than they were before.
That was Dr. Tom Moore on KWCH News, where he says immunity from natural infection is believed to last roughly 6 months, while the vaccine lasts up to 9 months. In other news, a man who beat an Overland Park woman then left her to die does not have to register as a sex offender. KWCH News reports that Corey Rain White Rank, he was sentenced in December of 2019 to life in prison with a chance of parole within 25 years for the death of Juliana Pappas in 2016. Her body was found in a park in Overland Park. Mid-America Network News.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Steckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer. Police in Wichita are investigating separate shootings that happened over the weekend and wounding four individuals. Police say the first shooting happened on Friday night in central Wichita when a man was shot as he stepped out of his vehicle. The man was taken to a hospital in critical condition. Then late Sunday night, police were called to a neighborhood in East Wichita for a shooting and found two men with gunshot wounds. The men were taken to hospitals in critical condition as well. Police then say that a woman was later brought to a hospital with a gunshot wound from the same shooting scene. So far, no arrests have been reported in either of the shootings. In other news, a 28-year-old Lawrence man has been sentenced to a year on probation after a child in his home shot and critically injured a 6-year-old friend. Rashawn Lewis was sentenced on Friday last week after he previously pleaded no contest to aggravated endangerment of a child. Lewis was accused of allowing the 5-year-old to get a hold of the gun and shoot 6-year-old Tashawn Mack Harris in August of 2020. The boy was critically injured but did survive. Judge Sally Picorni on Friday noticed that Lewis had no criminal record before she agreed to the recommended sentence of 1 year probation. Good American Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. Thousands of Nebraskans who are behind on their rent could face eviction as the federal ban on evictions expired Saturday. Nebraska has dedicated $200 million from the coronavirus aid package that Congress passed in December to helping people pay for outstanding rent and utility bills. But so far, only about $24.6 million has been distributed. Scott Mertz, an attorney with Legal Aid of Nebraska, says the number of evictions is expected to surge as the moratorium ends, but it's not clear by how much. A former Nebraska football player who was implicated in an alleged sexual assault has been ordered to pay a $1,000 fine. Andre Hunt was fined Friday after he earlier pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge of false reporting. Hunt admitted that he lied to investigators when he said he never saw his roommate have sexual contact with an accuser. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday discussed recent COVID cases among Area Agency on Aging staff, determining there was no exposure in the Agency on Aging building. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes did report there were 109 COVID tests performed in July, with 34 positive results, 7 of those the new Delta variant. Rhodes feels Marshall County has a very good vaccination rate, and the mask mandate is not warranted at this time. Reportedly, one person died last week in the county due to COVID. Another was hospitalized. Rosalie Mybert of Summerfield encouraged the board to look into a 99 truck route in which the 9-mile intersection from the state line south on 99 be redirected a mile east. Then 26th Road developed as a blacktop to U.S. 36 to eliminate three 90-degree turns on Highway 99 going into Beatty. Mybert presented the board with accident statistics and other information. A motion was approved for purchase of a new 2021 motor grader, priced at $298,000, with trade-in for a net cost of $175,000. Public Works will begin moving dirt to close a cell and open a new cell off a landfill soon. Commissioners approved lease of a 2012 dozer at $11,000 per month, which could be applied to purchase price if the board later decides to go that direction. Marshall County has received a road use agreement draft regarding the Greenbelt Express Transmission Line. County Councilor will be in contact with Invenergy to complete draft recommendations for consideration. After a review of projects, a motion passed to pay the City of Waterville $6,000 out of the Special Parks and Recreation Fund to assist with renovation of their parks. Waterville Township Board members met to update the Unicorn Road cattle guard situation. Cattle guards were placed without permission from the township or permits from the county. Waterville Township has retained counsel and will keep commissioners updated. Pictures were presented of temporary fencing that was put up to protect the cemetery, but it's not keeping cattle out. Township maintains and mows the cemetery. Marshall County General Public Transit will be offering free rides to Marshall County residents the entire month of August. Please contact the office for further details at 562-2020. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week discussed the federal funding grant and processes for spending decisions. It was suggested to coordinate with North Central Regional Planning Commission. Final decisions will be authority of commissioners. A contract with Greenbelt Transmission Line is being developed with cooperation of the county attorney. $150,000 in grant funding has been approved for distribution to Washington County businesses impacted by COVID. Any business operating prior to March 1st of last year, that is retaining jobs with half or more qualifying as low to moderate income families, is eligible to apply. Payroll, rent, utilities, inventory, and other expenses may qualify for reimbursement if state and federal tax obligations are current. Applications and details are available through Washington County Economic Partnership Director John Bruna at 785-747-8304. And information is on the organization website, wacoeco.org. That's WACOECO.org. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update from the Road and Bridge Supervisor that he spoke with the Department of Transportation again about upcoming projects, including Highway 187 in Nemahal County. The state's willing to fund $30,000 to $40,000 to help with improvements on 120th Road in preparation, since 120th will see an increase in traffic due to road closure on Highway 18. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week discussed the county budget being completed, including budget requests by the Highway Department. Planning and Zoning will meet again August 10th to further consider wind farm regulations. Road and Bridge Committee discussed a bridge on the Nebraska-Kansas state line. Crowds converging on Alcove Springs Saturday for the Beach Boys concert were greeted by significantly cooler temperatures. Ticket sales were brisk up until showtime as last-minute orders were completed. Many had held tickets from the original date last fall, which was postponed due to the pandemic. The event marked the third concert experience at Alcove Springs, hosted by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative, with the Topeka Symphony debuting, then the group Kansas, and this year headlined by the Beach Boys. Organizers were pleased with the attendance and overall operations. Dorothy L. Potts, age 89, formerly of Washington, passed away June the 8th. Funeral service Wednesday, August 4th at 10:30 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Potts.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High pressure system across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest, bringing us sunny skies and dry weather over the next several days. We are seeing winds aloft out of the north-northwest, so a little bit of some hazy conditions as we head through the day, continuing into tonight. Much better temperatures than what we saw last week. It looks like we'll see temperatures mid to upper 80s over the next few days. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, widespread haze, clear skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the southeast. As we enter Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, mid-80s. Wednesday night, cloudy. Could see some isolated showers and thunderstorms late with temperatures in the upper 60s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early August 91, record high on this date 108, the average low 69, the record low 54. Sunset this evening 8:38, sunrise in the morning at 6:29.
What is the best way to remove garlic or onion odors from your skin? A look at the stainless steel solution today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 2nd, the 214th day of the year. Actress Mary Louise Parker has a birthday, and Old West icon Wild Bill Hickok was shot in a poker game on this day in 1876. Next time you're left with the odor of garlic, onion, or fish on your hands after cooking, try this trick. Rub them on stainless steel to literally erase the smell. It works because odor-causing sulfur compounds will bind with molecules in the steel and remove them from your skin. It can be any stainless steel surface, a spoon or knife, the sink or faucet, or a stainless steel appliance. You can even buy stainless steel soap bars in many kitchen shops. If you have garlic or onion on your breath, though, we recommend another remedy. Try chewing on a sprig of parsley. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. A loss for the Royals. A win for the Wichita Wind Surge. We'll start with them. The Surge rallied, scoring 7 unanswered in late innings to defeat Northwest Arkansas 11-10 yesterday in Springdale. The Surge earned a series split with the victory and sit in first place by 2 games over the second place Arkansas Travelers. The Wichita team returns home tomorrow to start a 6-game series against the Midland Rockhounds with a 7:05 first pitch tomorrow evening from Riverfront Stadium. To the Royals, Jose Berrios pitched 6 shutout innings in his Toronto debut, and the Blue Jays completed a 3-game sweep in their first series north of the border since 2019, beating the Kansas City Royals 5-1 yesterday. Marcus Semien and Santiago Espinal homered to back Toronto's big-name newcomer. Royals back in action tomorrow, opening a 3-game series with the White Sox. Mid-America Network Sports. Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It was a wild and dangerous scene at a sporting event that developed into chaos.
At least six were taken to a hospital after they were caught in the crush of people looking to get out of a crowded Pennsylvania sports complex. There was a fight during a basketball tournament, and some said they heard a gunshot. Diane Garber is emergency director in East Hempfield Township.
No shooting victims. The only injuries that occurred were due to the chaos of hundreds of people leaving the facility all at the same time.
The injuries are not life-threatening. Others were treated at the scene. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Simone Biles returning to competition in Tokyo.
This is quite a surprise. I was speaking with U.S. Olympic officials earlier today, and they all thought that it was unlikely that Simone Biles would compete, but she will compete. This is the final event for women's gymnastics, the balance beam. It's a difficult competition, but she has decided to perform.
Steve Futterman reporting from Tokyo. I'm Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville host 163 Legion baseball team laid claim to their first ever AA state title, going undefeated 3-0 with wins over Republic County, a comeback win over Larned, and defeating Silver Lake for a 3-0 run in AA play. They faced the runner-up in AAA, Topeka, Kansas Senators, and had their hands full Saturday in the semifinals. Topeka peppered starter Connor Halbert for five runs in the first inning. Halbert came out of the ball game in the first inning, and Marysville threw five pitchers before it was all said and done with a 19-3 Topeka, Kansas Senator rout of Marysville on the 10-run rule after five. It was a powerful offense for the Topeka post 421. They scattered hits and scored all morning long. Marysville managed just two runs in their half of the fourth inning. Topeka added 13 in the bottom of that inning. 19-2 the final on the five-run rule. Topeka advanced to Saturday's championship. Marysville, though, claims the AA State Legion Baseball Tournament, ending their 2021 campaign in Pittsburgh. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
AAA teams ruled the Saturday games at Pittsburgh, with a host team defeating Larned to advance, and Pittsburgh post 64 then took the Topeka, Kansas Senators team in the championship to go undefeated in the tournament and advance to regionals.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best, and available at Feldkamp's Furniture. If you're looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you're detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N, corp.com/careers.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Lightning strikes the earth about 100 times each second. It looks for the path of least resistance to the ground, and tall trees provide one such pathway. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Lightning travels through the tree's water and sap to reach the ground. If the tree contains the most moisture in its center, the lightning moves through there, vaporizes the water, which expands, and causes the tree to split or explode. If only the bark flies off, the lightning most likely traveled through the vascular system just below the bark. When the tree trunk is wet, lightning may skim over the bark surface and down to the ground, leaving a scar. Damage may appear immediately and be severe enough to require the tree to be removed. In other cases, the damage may appear over time as the tree slowly declines. Consider hiring a certified arborist to assess the damage and provide proper care. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
There are plenty of creatures to be found in these woods. Nicole's job is to help tell their story, and in the process, help preserve the Adirondack culture. It's a place where you may be amazed at how much and what you'll find. And it's today's feature on the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Nicole Morin is a biologist at the Wild Center in Tupper Lake, New York, a small town in the Adirondacks. She keeps an eye on the many animals that call this place their home.
All the animals we have here are native Adirondack animals. So as a place-based institution, we are focusing on native species. Our most iconic, of course, being all of our river otters. But you'll find, if you were to count, we have over 600 individuals.
Many of the animals are here because they had life circumstances that did not allow them to survive in the wild. They became ambassadors, so to speak, to help teach visitors about the rest of their species. An example are the very popular otters at the Wild Center, especially one named Spirit.
She was found as an orphaned otter pup and brought into human care. But because she was raised by humans, she didn't quite learn how to be a wild river otter, which is why she is enjoying her life here with us to share the stories of otters and their success of conservation here in the Adirondacks.
Each animal here is found in the Adirondacks, so those otters, owls, and porcupines are some you might be most likely to see in the wild. I asked Nicole about the largest animals you might find in the woods.
Moose has got to be one of the largest ones out here. And then maybe a close second, probably a bear, depending on how fat that guy became over the summer months.
And some of what would seem to be numerous animals may in some cases be endangered.
We have very common turtles like the painted turtles and the snapping turtles, but we do have a species that is threatened in New York State, and that is the Blanding's turtle.
Those Blanding's turtles may take 2 decades to reach maturity, meaning they have to survive many years in the wild before having their first offspring. But they may live to be up to 80 years old. They're just some of the interesting stories to be found here. Traveling the countryside in Tupper Lake, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
The future of our nation's poultry industry. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A new initiative from the USDA is teaching them about good biosecurity practices as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
There's a growing number of small poultry flocks across the country, and now is a perfect time for kids just starting out with a flock to learn about protecting the health of their birds through good biosecurity. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is spreading the word by launching a program called Youth Flock Defender. Its purpose is to educate young poultry owners on how to prevent the spread of infectious diseases such as avian influenza and help them develop and implement their own biosecurity plans. Dr. Julie Gauthier works in the department's veterinary services as the assistant director for poultry health. She says they're providing materials for the kids and their leaders and teachers.
Teams of young people will be the videos and newsletters. We've got checklists that could be posted near the coop, so it's always handy to refer to. We've got our annual calendar that's really popular, and people can submit pictures of themselves and their birds and their flock, showing us their biosecurity practices or just showing off their birds.
She says the outreach effort is for all ages, but right now their materials are targeting middle school and high school kids.
Items that could be used, like our animated graphics, that could be posted to social media and shared. So right now the materials are really designed for the older audience, but pretty soon we expect to have materials that would be for a younger audience, and that would include coloring pages and word searches and other materials that younger kids would enjoy.
Adults, if you raise or work with poultry, be a good example and follow good biosecurity practices all the time. Learn more about the Youth Flock Defender program at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
Steve. You know, I really don't mind going grocery shopping, but it is much easier when my kids don't go with me. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. Maybe you can relate to having kids in and around your cart as you shop. And if your kids are like mine, well, they're experts at begging for treats. But there's a positive side to this chaotic scene. It's a great opportunity to teach your kids about finances. First, there's the importance of planning. You know, have a list so you don't overspend and you're prepared for what's ahead. Then there's resisting the temptation to buy things that look good but really aren't good for you. It's okay to treat yourself, but not at the expense of saving or being generous with what God has provided. So maybe you don't need to take your kids to the grocery store every time. But when you do, take the opportunity to teach them some wise money habits. When they follow God's lead, they'll be more likely to live a life full of meaning and gratitude.
A dozen players in the agriculture industry have formed what they are calling the Protein Pact. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. The Protein Pact is a new sustainability initiative involving 12 participants, all with connections to animal agriculture. If you want the list, you can find it at theproteinpact.org. This clip is from a promotional video on that website.
Humans have always relied on animals for the food we need to thrive. And today, we depend on them more than ever to provide the protein and nutrition people need. That is why, as the demand for this precious resource grows every day, we are making a pact to deliver nutritious food for hungry families and good jobs for the people who make it. To provide the most humane care for every living creature we raise. To protect the land, water, and air we all share. So that the traditions we celebrate will be part of our future for generations to come. This is our Protein Pact for the people, animals, and climate of tomorrow.
Again, you can learn more at theproteinpact.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement went into effect in 2020, and it was widely hailed as an improvement on the North American Free Trade Agreement. But Ryan LeGrand, president and CEO of the United States Grains Council, says the USMCA has not been without challenges.
First of all, we're certainly glad to have an agreement in place with our two top trading partners in Canada and Mexico. But yes, it's not without its challenges. Mexico's government has put decrees in place stating that they're going to ban glyphosate, stating that they're going to ban genetically modified corn for human food consumption. And that's a real problem. It's a real problem for us. And it's a real problem for Mexico also.
LeGrand says Mexico is making some bad decisions.
When you consider that Mexico imports about 40% of its grain needs, and then you think about them cutting out glyphosate and cutting their own yields by 20 to 30%, that's only going to increase their dependence on imported grains. And to be frank, they cannot find the amount that they need to import in non-GMO. They can't find it. It's not going to come from Brazil or Argentina, that's GMO. It's not going to come from halfway across the world from Ukraine. It just won't be affordable if it is even non-GMO.
LeGrand says that the United States and Mexican governments have to work together to get these issues solved. The United States Grains Council is doing its part, he says, to help that resolution through educational efforts.
We certainly have. We've been in touch with Mexican government, with Mexican feed industry and livestock industry in attempts to get some grassroots support down there from the Mexican buyers to tell their government, look, we can't do this. We need to continue to import timely and affordable grains from the United States.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cape News, always on your side.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is...
Summertime and the Valspar savings are colorful at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. From July 30th through August 8th, get up to $60 back on your favorite Valspar paint during their summer rebate event. Choose Valspar Pristine Interior Paint and save $12 per gallon container. Save on other great Valspar paints, too, during this time. Take advantage of rebate savings at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville through August 8th. See the rebate URL in store for more details.
This is an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. In an attempt to get out from under the cloud of current Roundup-related litigation, Bayer announced today it would stop using glyphosate in lawn and garden formulations in the U.S. starting in 2023. The company also estimated the potential cost of future litigation alleging Roundup exposure has caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma would be $4.5 billion unless Bayer can obtain a favorable ruling from the Supreme Court. Bayer may not need most of that money if the U.S. Supreme Court rules in favor on legal issues it continues to press. The Justice Department's inquiry into poultry sector price fixing has resulted in new indictments against Illinois-based Koch Foods and four Pilgrim's Pride executives. According to a DOJ release, the indictments returned allege a conspiracy to suppress and eliminate competition for sales of broiler chicken products. The four new Pilgrim Pride executives, Jason McGuire, former executive vice president for sales and prepared foods, Timothy Stiller, former general manager of Fresh Foods and Small Bird to Bone, Wesley Scott Tucker, a national account sales executive, and Justin Gay, the director of Fresh Food Service Sales. That brings a total now of 14 individuals charged in the case. And more than 110 customers from around South America representing 92 different companies tuned in middle of the month for a virtual wheat crop update. U.S. Wheat Associates, the industry export market development organization, organized the activity, including reports on the hard red winter and soft red winter wheat harvest from Kansas and Oklahoma. In a normal year, the USW organizes in-person tour around the globe called Crop Quality Tours. The Kansas wheat staff regularly participates, but this year the program's translated into a virtual format. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Counting cattle on the rangeland usually involves binoculars. Researchers are spotting cows and wildlife from satellite images on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
At the University of California, Santa Barbara spent hours and hours over 8 months counting cattle from satellite images in space. Just imagine the Far Side cartoons they could come up with. Doug McCauley is an ecologist and professor at the university. He says the rather comical cow counting had a purpose, to measure the interactions between elk and livestock where their ranges meet or overlap in a park just north of San Francisco.
You would have cows and elk sometimes in the same pastures. Each was selected for things that suited their own biology and ecology. But what we were able to see for the first time as we watched pasture by pasture, each of these clips from space, was that even when they did interact, they had preferences and they would keep themselves apart. So the details, how they use space, gave us really good insight into how they may compete and how they may share disease.
Eventually, students will get a break from counting cows. He says the next step is using artificial intelligence to automatically identify cows in these images, as well as other advances in rangeland management.
These same satellites, for example, can look down and pick out where productivity is peaking across a rangeland, allows you, for example, to move your herds around so that they're always following the peaks in productivity, allowing you to get more out of your land. Similarly, for any kinds of interactions you want to avoid, so if you want to keep them away from wildlife, knowing where both are in space gives you that kind of data to do that more intelligently and more effectively.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about spotting cows from space at agriculture.com.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Corn and Kansas City wheat have been strong through the day. September Kansas City wheat up 29 1/4 at 702.5. December is up 29 1/2 at 713 3/4. We're seeing some nice gains in Minneapolis and Chicago wheat as well, but Kansas City wheat is the leader by far. September corn is up 9 at 556. December is up 11 1/2 at 556 3/4. As we turn to soybeans, we've had some issues there, but soybeans have turned around and are now in the green. September beans up 3 1/4 at 13.58 3/4. November soybeans are up 7 currently at 13.56 1/4. September soybean meal is up $6.40 at 357.70. October is up $6.90 at 357.30. Soy oil, not so much. September soybean oil is 74 points lower, 63.68. October's down 52 points at 63.02. So not the best going for soybean oil, but the beans themselves and meal looking pretty good. Canola is having a tough day. November canola is down 36.20 at 842.20. January is down 29.30 at 835.90. Cotton is up. October cotton 16 points higher at 89.99. December cotton is up 9 points at 89.48. So we've been looking at a mixed day all day, and that continues. Things in the livestock complex are mixed as well. October live cattle down a nickel now at 127.15. December down a dime at 132.55, but the back months are all good. September feeders up 7 at 161.87. October feeder cattle up 25 at 164.30. Hogs have looked good all day. October hogs up 157 at 89.60, while December hogs are currently up 137 at 83.02. So things are, for the most part, pretty decent in the livestock complex. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
News, your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Caitlin.
KNDY.
Seamstress for the band. Pretty eyes, high red
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.